do muraqabah. The meaning of muraqabah is to request for affairs, blessings. You don't do any dhikr in muraqabah, in meditation. Just to Allah Ta'ala, we have to ask. And this is called muraqabah. This is the definition of muraqabah. Just like now, we recite all these verses, kalimat, we performed the remembrance of Allah, we did the dhikr of Allah, we supplicated and did du'as. So after that now, we, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are asking, requesting. And this is the way to ask, that the individual becomes silent. At that time he doesn't do any dhikr. Just his focus and attention is upon Allah Ta'ala. And he pleads, he begs, he lowers himself, and with the tongue of the heart, in other words,
this is the great way of asking dua from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That she is not moving anything, doing any zikr, but completely he is putting his intention to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And he asking what he wants, not from the mouth, not from the body, but in the heart. Because the heart is the place which is very, very important in the body of human beings. This meant special things which is connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So that's where you are doing the zikr and dua from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's called the muraqabah meditation. So next one, this silsila has taken privilege of that and advantage of this. Instead of all other silsilas, they do muraqabah most. I mean, they ask more and more from Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, dua, all the time, with the heart. That's why we clean our heart, take off all the things from our heart, not love, sunni, anything, by zikrullah. After cleaning our heart, we doctor it to the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala directly, and we start asking dua from his heart. So that's the way of meditation.
So purely to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the method to ask Allah ta'ala purely.
So second thing, what you are asking, what you are demanding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this position, are definitely not any cheap things, not any small things. You are asking the very, very great thing of doing such a man at such a ibadat. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we are asking through muraqabah, we are asking Allah ta'ala for his nearness, we are asking Allah for his love. And this is the action that we are doing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the method is meditation, and we are asking from Allah ta'ala. We're not asking for worldly things, material things, just Allah ta'ala's love we are requesting, pleading for. And the reason for this, the third thing in this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated,
from this dua, it's come like a fast on your heart. Blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special. That's called the fast. But it comes through all those people who's already asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they reached on the status of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah like this thing that if you're asking this fast of love of me, the great way to asking this through these peoples, my special fast from this mashayikh.
In other words, we We want Allah Ta'ala's nearness. We want to be close to Allah. We want to attain His love. We are asking Allah for this. So it's the sunnah of Allah. Allah is saying that those who have worked hard, made effort to attain my love, and they've arrived to that destination already. And if you connect yourself to them, then through them, via them, through the intermediary, you should request the fares, the blessings of Allah. And the fares will start to come to you. So that's why the Honorable Mashaykh have said that as long as you have a strong connection with your Sheikh, you will get more and more fares, more and more blessings. My Hazrat Sahib Nur al-Marqada, rahmatullah, used to say this statement, that when the individual asks from Allah, and as his connection with the Honorable Sheikhs gets stronger, then the more Allah's mercy and Allah's nearness and closeness and the love of Allah, he starts to promote in that, get stronger in that. Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, used to say that. So the main thing is this, from all of the points that we just discussed, is that we should have a strong connection with our Sheikh, our teacher. How will we get that connection? Strong with the Sheikh, with the teacher, with our Honorable Mashaykh, historically, and also with our Sheikh, if we should be sincere, we should ask Allah. And then definitely, if we are sincere, we will be more sincere with our Honorable Mashaykh. And the way to do that, to get that, is that our Honorable Mashaykh, that we speak about them, and we send the reward to them, we convey reward to them, ithal thawab to them. Just like we've done Khatam Khwajgan just now. So their ruh, their soul, make them happy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the intermediary, Allah will send His fares, His blessings to us. So the shajra, the chain, the tree, that's also a connection of all of the silsala. So that we, our Honorable Mashaykh, through the silsala, through the chain, the tree, we remember them, we do du'as for them. And then the fares of that person increases a lot, the fares that he attains. So keep this habit, definitely to recite the shajra. Try to memorize it by heart. Whenever you do muraqabah, do any action, then you can experience this, that before muraqabah, if you read a little bit of the shajra and then do dua and sit in muraqabah, you will feel the difference then, inshallah. So for this reason, I mostly read the shajra and especially nowadays, today's weekend. In the weekend, we have the habit to recite the shajra. And if you do something regularly, then that time gets apportioned and it gets decided. So if you become punctual in that, so that's also a method to be steadfast. So you also remember the silsila, remember your shajara, and read the shajara and understand the verses and the lines and the du'as that the Honorable Mashaykh recited. And through this, Allah Ta'ala's fares, blessings, start to come to the person. He promotes and gets stronger. So do muraqabah now. And the muraqabah method that I told you is that close your eyes. And even if you don't close eyes, it doesn't make any difference. But we do that for this reason, so that person's focus doesn't go here or there. So with our eyes, we are far from the world when we close eyes, but we should also be far from the world in our hearts. So keep on detaching the thoughts of dunya from your heart. Whatever thoughts come, for example, you're sat down, shop, your business, thoughts of this and that, home, outside, problems, and take them all out of your heart. Come away from the dunya and come towards muraqabah. So when an individual practices this, then he becomes strong and solid. Then his thoughts, they come out of the heart. He stops thinking. They disappear. As soon as he goes in muraqabah, as soon as he's going to meditation, he forgets everything else. After that, then close your eyes. Then different things that the person asks from Allah. So the asbaq that you get, the lessons you've been taught, all the maqam, the status, just like muraqabah, we do muraqabah ismizad, his personal name. We do muraqabah of Allah, his name. So the asbaq, the lesson, whatever lesson you've got to, then do muraqabah on that spiritual point, the way that your shaykh has explained to you. So the sabak, all the lessons, they are the brilliance and splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're the magnificence of Allah. Some are personal, some are attributes. So we ask from Allah personally and some through Allah ta'ala's attributes and qualities. So this is what an individual, how he requests from Allah in muraqabah, in meditation. So that's what you get, the sabak, the lessons. So then after that, alhamdulillah, close your eyes, sit in muraqabah as much as you can, as long as you can. And do dua after that, alhamdulillah. So this is a method that our Naqshbandi order, the high level method of doing dhikr is to do muraqabah in Naqshbandi order. So we'll do this now, close your eyes and empty your heart of all thoughts. And with the tongue of your heart, we have to ask Allah and do dua to Allah. And from the heart, within the heart, we do dua to Allah Ta'ala. And the shajara, we recite the verses in between. And then through that, do dua as well. The honorable mashaykh, their names, we should know them. All our names of our mashaykh. The shaykhs that we have a connection with. So all of these things, the individual, the student, then Allah's rahmah and mercy, the person gets promoted the way taught to us by our honorable mashaykh. So do muraqabah now, meditation.